Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Oh, yes, indeed. We are talking to Mr. Rutendo Khumalo. Good afternoon to you, Rutendo.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Rutendo, unutaura?
Yes, I didn't taura yet.
No, if you not taura, then we're going to taura this afternoon.
Yeah, I can teach you a thing or two.
Yeah. No, tino taura as well. Yeah, we're looking at Joel chapter 2, verse 23. So shout for joy, you sons of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has brought down for you the rain, the early and latter rain as before. Surely we're not talking about the rain that we've been experiencing today, but please explain to us the reason of the terms early rain and latter rain as outlined in today's session. And what is this early rain or latter rain? How can we know whether it has fallen or not? I do know that we've been seeing rain all over the weekend, but hey, let's see. Let's conversate and get to know more. Over to you.
Yes. So yes, it's definitely not the rain that we've been receiving. So in the Bible, water, both early and the later rain in this instance, is used as a symbol of the coming of the Holy Spirit. So the early rain represents one receiving the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. into his or her life and growing in the Christian life.
Right.
And on the other hand, later rain of the Holy Spirit represents the completion of the work of God, of God's life changing power in a Christian's life.
Okay.
But now, before we get into that, let's talk about early rain. In later rain, why did they use this analogy of rain to represent the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
So the background was from the ancient Palestine where Jesus lived.
Mm.
So there were two seasons in the year in which the rain fell abundantly. Not that the rain wasn't falling in between, but abundantly it fell during two seasons. The early rains, they came in the later part of October and early November, and it's actually interesting because it's also the same as this part of the world,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like the Hebrew month of Heshwan,
yes.
And the second downpour came in spring during the later part of March, in the first part of April, which is Nisan in Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
And the October and November rains were called the early rain, and the March and April rains were called the later rain.
Mm-hmm.
So the early rain in autumn brought gentle showers that saturated the ground and, you know, watered the seeds and caused new shoots to sprout and grow from the soil. And then the later rain caused the plants to ripen and prepared them for harvest. But then I also thought, you know what, we can put it there in Palestine, but we can actually bring it closer home, you know. I have a bit of a background of farming, a bit. So it is the same, like the seasons are almost the same for like rain. It's called rain-fed farming because a lot of farming nowadays is irrigation and people can water their plants all through the year and can, you know, grow whenever they want and harvest whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But the rain fed farming is the same as the analogy that where this verses are coming from Palestine. And so the farmers in this part of the world that do the rain fed farming, they actually start preparing their soil and the seed so that by the time the rain comes around October, November,
sometimes they have
already put the seed in the ground, and so the rain comes and makes that seed grow. Or they wait for those showers and then they plant the seed. And then same thing there's rain in between, but there's a final rain that helps the plants to be stronger and to prepare for harvest. If that rain doesn't come, then there's no harvest. Even if there had been an earlier rain in November, if that final rain doesn't come, there's no harvest, because it's important. It's the final downfall that is required. So that is the analogy that is given. That is the background where this verse is coming from.
I see. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
Now bring it to this particular context. I think I love this background you gave, the agricultural context and the months or seasons in which the earlier, the latter rains came, etc. And how do we apply it in the context of what you're talking about of the Holy Spirit?
Yes. So in the context of the Holy Spirit, if you look at like the early rain of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the Spirit falling at Pentecost, if you remember in the book of Acts, we find the Holy Spirit falling at Pentecost, and it was like the early rain of autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Pentecost watered the words sown by Jesus during his ministry, and the disciples caused many new buds of faith to spring up as they began to carry the gospel to all the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this early rain of the Spirit provided the vital nourishment for the Christian early church, because it was still in the very early stages. So it needed that significant downpour of the Holy Spirit in its infancy and watering many seeds, you know. And mm-hmm. so on the day of Pentecost, we see the Holy Spirit was poured out in unlimited measure, fulfilling Jesus's earlier promise. Actually, Jesus had promised this in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We hear him saying that, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me to the end of the world." So we see this early rain starting. So because when we now read, we'll say that it was poured on Pentecost. And so when we now read, this is saying to the end of the world, of the earth. And so we don't have Peter and the disciples now in these last days of the earth. They are not here anymore, but we're still sowing the seed. So you notice that whenever a seed is sown in the infancy of the seed being sown in someone, there is a downpour. It may not be like visible as at Pentecost, but there is a downpour of the Holy Spirit when someone is receiving the word of God for the first time. So that is the early rain. So it's not the same to everyone. It's not the same. It doesn't come at the same time to everyone like it did on the day of Pentecost, but it comes when there is a significant something significant that is happening in someone who's receiving the word of God. So the Spirit assumed the form of a dove. We see the Spirit assumed the form of a dove at Christ's baptism. At Pentecost, he appeared, the Holy Spirit has appeared as divided tongues of as of fire, and one set upon each of the disciples. That's Acts chapter 2, verse 3. And on that occasion, the Holy Spirit enabled the apostles to communicate the gospel clearly in many different languages. So it comes significantly when something significant is happening. So that is the analogy of the early rain, you know. So
interesting.
So it's quite interesting. Yes. The latter rain of the Holy Spirit. Now we see the centuries have passed from when we first experienced we first saw the Holy Spirit, the experience of the latter rain, of the early rain, I mean. And so centuries have now passed, and the story of salvation has been spread over a large part of the earth, and we are still sending the gospel all around the world. So it's now time for the spring. So it's now springtime now. We are now preparing for the harvest. Everything in the world is telling us that something significant is about to happen. Jesus is about to return. And so these crops are supposed to be harvested. And so it is time for the latter rain to ripen the grain and to make it ready for the harvest. But before I talk about that, I just want to, if we have used the analogy of the crops, you know, there's a lot that is going around, that goes around farming or planting and growing of crops. It's not just about the rain. The rain itself is important and very important. Yeah. But there are many things that must be done, you know. So in between planting the seed and harvesting the seed, there's weeding involved, you know, because as the plant is growing from the soil, a lot of other things are also growing because they grow from the same conditions that are required by the crop that we want. They are also, that are good for the crop to grow. They are also very conducive for other things to grow. You get what I mean?
Yeah, so the
weeds are growing. And so as the weeds are growing, they affect the growth of our plant. And so as the crop is growing, we start weeding the seeds so that the crop that we want grows, you know? And so there's also the pruning of the plant. Some plants need to be pruned so that they grow. Like there's stuff that must be broken away. That must be broken away from our plant so that
Are we not supposed to let them grow together?
the weeds and the tares. Yes, the Bible does speak about that at some point, eh? It does speak about that at some point. But we want, because remember our that analogy that Jesus was using. It was because remember when Jesus was giving these examples, he was giving examples for the particular topic that you would be addressing. And so this analogy that we are saying, we want the ultimate thing is that we must harvest. You know, we must harvest a good crop. And so if we want to harvest a good crop, we have to take away the weeds. And so this is relating, because that time Jesus was relating to a relationship between, the relationship within people that are living together. But now the work of the Holy Spirit is deeply personal. So it's not talking about a group of people. When God is addressing Zama about the Holy Spirit, it's deeply personal, you know. It's about you, you know. And so you have to make sure that whatever habits, not people, whatever habits are growing around you that deter you from growing as a Christian, they must be taken out so that you can have a good harvest. You get what I mean?
I get what you mean. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yes. And so in pruning, same thing. Pruning is supposed to happen because when it doesn't matter if the Holy Spirit comes, if the rain, let's continue with this analogy, if the rain comes, you know, in March or April, if the rain comes and it finds that this crop was distracted so much by the weeds such that it died, it's gone, or it didn't develop to the point where the rain can help it. So if it hasn't developed to that point, even if the rain comes, the rain won't do anything to it. Are you following me?
I get you.
So when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, when we now want to transition now to the later rain, we're saying that the later rain is coming to finish the work of the gospel. It's coming to finish, to complete the work of God's life-changing power in a Christian's life. But if nothing has been done in that Christian's life between the early rain and the later rain, and the coming of the later rain will not do its purpose in your life. So while you are in between, tend to your Christian life so that the Holy Spirit can come when you are ready for it. So the Bible prophecy tells us of a day that is coming when the Spirit of God will be poured upon the church. And it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man shall dream dreams.
The young man shall see visions.
And also my men servants and also on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. So this is the later rain that is being talked about. So it will come, or it's coming, or it has come, because remember we say that it comes at different stages to people depending on where you are at. And so it comes if the early rain has been working with that person over the years and mm-hmm. over time.
But yes. you did say earlier that the latter rain will come as a culmination of all events before the return of the Messiah. So it's not each individual at a different particular times. Is that correct?
Yes. I was trying to say that. It's a period of time. It's not like a day, one day that on the 25th of May, on the 25th of May, the latter rain is poured upon everyone.
Mm.
So it is a period of time of receiving the latter rain.
I see.
Right?
Mm.
But as you get ready for it, you receive it.
I get it.
Yes. It's a period of time, but we get ready at different times. And so as it gets ready, it's just coming on the 25th of May. If you're not ready by that time, it's done, you know. But then it also gives a time frame, because just like the rain, the literal rain, it does rain for a period of time. And after that, there's a moment where it stops raining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's time for the harvest. There is no more time. If you are not ready to receive the Holy Spirit for the whole period when the Holy Spirit is being poured out, then you miss out. So in as much as it won't be poured out in one day, and in as much as there is a time period, there is an urgency still to it.
Mm, 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 mm. Well, Rutendo Maitabas, really grateful for you to have come here and explained the early and the latter rain to attend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, cheers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.